أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم We seek refuge with Almighty Allah SWT from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah SWT, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah SWT, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah SWT. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah SWT from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah SWT guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah SWT leads astray, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness to give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah SWT alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah SWT reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha ladina amanu, O you who believe. Take heed of Almighty Allah SWT as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha ladina amanu, O you who believe. Take heed of Almighty Allah SWT and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah SWT and His Messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha ladina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah SWT, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah SWT speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah SWT, and the best guidance is the guidance that Allah SWT has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah SWT, He says, قُلْ Say, مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ My Lord only pays attention to you because of your dua. مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ My Lord only pays attention to you because of your dua to Him. Again, Almighty Allah SWT, He says, وَقَالُوا رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. And your Lord said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ, call upon me, إِدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will respond to your call. Surely those who are too proud for my worship, they will surely enter hell in humiliation. Inshallah ta'ala, the subject of our khutbah today, inshallah, is the power of dua. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, the wrath of Allah is upon the one who refuses to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon them, then they must enter the fire. Yarhamakumullah. As well, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anh, he reported that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything, even if it be to mend his shoes. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Muslim also recorded in his Sahih that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to reply to the supplication of his servant as long as he does not cut the tie of the womb, nor rushes. They ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you mean by rushes? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, that the servant said, or says, I supplicate and I supplicate, and he never responds to me. And then thus he gives up asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what he wanted from him. Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reported to have said that there is no Muslim who calls upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything except that he asks to cut ties with the womb or asks for something evil, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to him in one of three ways. He may, number one, rush the response to the supplication. Or number two, he may delay it until the day of judgment. Or number three, he may avert an evil thing that was headed their way. The companions responded, so we will increase our request. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ask as much as you want, Allah has more. Subhanallah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, remember that we are in the month of dua, and we should be mindful of its etiquettes. When we supplicate, if we are able to, face the qibla. When we supplicate, raise your hands. And be moderate in how we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, اِدْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيًا, and invoke your Lord with humility and in secret. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ, surely Allah does not like those who are aggressive. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we should also, amongst those etiquettes, insist upon our dua, as Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reported, that if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam supplicated, whatever he supplicated for, he asked for three times. And if he asked for forgiveness, he also did so thrice, three times. If you don't already know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, one of the best times to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is right before you break your fast. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and I caution you as well, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather cautions us. He says in his book, فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق وما له من الآخرة من خلاق. But there are of mankind who say, Our Lord, Rabbana, atina fi dunya. And that's it. And for such, there will be no portion of the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He continues, He said, And there are some that say, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَكِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Ameen. And there are those who say, or rather, and of them there are those who say, Our Lord, give us of this world which is hasana, good, and of the hereafter that which is hasana, good. Waqina عذاب النار, waqina عذاب النار, and rescue us from the torment of the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا كَسَبُوا وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. For them, there will be allotted, for them, there will be allotted a share for what they have earned. And Allah is swift in giving the account. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, thus I remind you, as I remind myself, when it comes to our dua, Allah tells us, وَمَا كَانَ لِلنَّاسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُعَجَّلَهُ وَمَن يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِيهِ مِنْهَا وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ نُؤْتِيهِ مِنْهَا. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and whoever desires a reward of this world, whoever desires a reward, ثَوَابًا, from this world, we shall give him of it. And whosoever desires a reward from the hereafter, we shall give him of it, and we shall reward the grateful. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, this is the month of dua. As we are aware of the report in many sound books of hadith, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the dua is what? Accepted at the time that one breaks His fast. So fast for Allah, then ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fast for Allah, then ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's best to be mindful, to be aware, to apply the etiquettes. Before we begin our dua, before we break our fast, we should affirm, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We should say, I bear witness that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. After that, we should send prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, kama salaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim, wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. آمين. Then we should make at minimum one of the best dua that you can make. And that is to say, Allahumma, O Allah, I ask of you in this day, in this month, all that your Prophet, your beloved, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked you for, fi dunya wal akhirah, in this life and in the next. And then again, send prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then completed by saying, and O Allah, wallahumma, I ask of you, I seek refuge of you rather, from on this day, in this month, from all that your Prophet and your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge with you from, fi dunya wal akhirah, in this life and in the hereafter. And again, complete it, seal it by sending prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the best way to cover yourself in this holy month of Ramadan. For most certainly none of us can outdo Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knew what to ask for. As I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى, when he was one bow's length from the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aw adna, or closer. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him a ni'mah, a reward, he asked Allah to increase it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, ask. Ask. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Rabbana, La tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana. O our Lord, do not chastise us if we forget or make a mistake. Then you would think, us, especially those of us who don't know, you would think that's a given. But we don't know what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows. And the reason he asked this was because every nation prior to the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rule was this. Once Allah said it, you ain't supposed to forget it. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't do this, and it's part of wahi, part of the book, you ain't supposed to forget it. You're not supposed to make a mistake. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of every nation before us, He didn't remind them. He only sent the punishment. He did not remind them. He simply sent the adab. So to this dua, Rabbana, la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He replied to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, I will not count against you nor your nation anything nor any duty that slipped your minds or was done by mistake. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, O Allah, since you have granted this to us, increase it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, ask. What did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Rabbana la tuhammilna. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. O our Lord, do not place a burden upon us like you placed a burden upon those before us. Why did he ask this? Again, in brief, I'll just share with you one of the many rules that were incumbent upon the people before us. Every nation before us. If you wanted to make tawbah, couldn't just go make a shower and then go to your bedroom and start praying. You had to go to the masjid. And if you were Bani Israel, you had to go to the masjid in Jerusalem specifically. Couldn't just go anywhere. You had to make that trek. If you had a sacrifice to offer with your tawbah, you had to go take it with you. And offer your tawbah and your asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you there. That was the rule. So all you habitual fornicators, y'all have been real busy. Feet wore out. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He responded to this, saying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rules and restrictions that are imposed upon other nations, that I imposed rather upon other nations, I will not require of your ummah. And while they had to offer salah at specific places, I have made the earth a masjid for you and your ummah. And whereas more was required for their purification, for you, I have made the water of the earth a means to purify yourselves. And I have made the sacrifice for your nation, not food for the fire, but food for the poor. And I release you from what I required of the other nations that were duties upon them in the night and the day. Just as a footnote here, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, they were required to pray more times a day at specific times. So we have 5 daily salah. They had many more. At this hour, they had to say this. And at that hour, they had to say that. And at this hour, they had to say this. And it was required that they be in the masjid. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, and I have made for your nation 5 salah, whereas its value is that of 50. Whereas the other nations only received 1 for 1. Good or bad? For you and your ummah, 10 for one good deed and 1 bad deed for 1 bad deed. And with the others, if they intended to do a good deed, it was not counted unless they did it. Yet if your nation intends to do a good deed, they get the reward even if they do not do it. And if they do it, they will receive 10 good deeds. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Oh Allah, increase it for me." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, "Ask." What did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? Rabbana la tuhammilna in nasina aw subhanallah. Rabbana ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. O our Lord, don't place a burden upon us that we can't carry. ربنا لا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا تحمل حملا means you carry لا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به, that we have no way to shoulder that burden. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He say? I have done that for you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَعَفُوا عَنَّا, and forgive us. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا, and have وَعْفُ عَنَّا, and pardon us. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا, and forgive us. وَرْحَمْنَا, and have mercy upon us. This is the dua of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He say? I have done this for you and your ummah, and for those of your ummah who repent, who make tawbah. Anta maulana fansunna ala alqawm alkafirin. You are our mawla, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give us victory over the kafir. Your ummah, said Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be like the white pimple on a black bull. But for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be powerful. And no one will be able to manipulate them. And I promise that I will لِيُظْحِرُهُ عَلَىٰ دِينِ كُلِّ raise this deen over all others. So that no one in the east of the earth or the west of the earth, there will be no other deen except this deen. And all others must pay the jizya to you. So this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is why we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him for. We should never forget to do this, especially in this month. I guarantee you that you will not be sorry, nor will you come up short. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah alladhi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina faman yahdihillahi fala mudilla lah ومن يدلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the world is abuzz about what befell a young African-American teenager in Florida, and about the verdict that left his parents being robbed of their son and robbed of justice for his death. This has led many to comment, including the President of these United States. And one prominent African-American journalist to ask, "Now what do I tell my boys? At what precise pace should a black man walk to avoid suspicion?" Others find themselves equally at a loss of words when it comes to the parents of this young man, shot dead and blamed for his own death. What do you tell his parents? Or anyone that has been wronged? First, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are Muslim. And we cannot fall into the traps of forgetting that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over everything. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not leave us with empty hands. As reported by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam radiyallahu an, there is no servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has endured the oppression of another, that looks to the heaven without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, "My servant, I am at your service. It is your right upon me to grant you victory, even though it may take time." And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us, beware of the dua of the one who has been wronged. For his dua does not stop rising until it reaches the throne. Maybe inshallah ta'ala this will give us some reminder. As Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu reported, a businessman living in the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to trade and travel between Medina and Syria. But he didn't use the common routes that other caravans took out of fear of bandits. Instead, he tawakkal ala Allah. He relied upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So once while returning from a trip to Syria, headed toward Medina, a bandit on horseback blocked his path. He said, "Kif, stop." And he did. The businessman knew what time it was. And he said, "Look, take my money, but spare my life." The bandit said, "Your money is mine. It's your life that I'm after." The businessman, he said, "Look, the money's yours. Spare me and leave me alone. Take it and go." He said, "I don't do this for money. I do this for the kill. So then allow me at least to prepare for death." So he made wudu and he offered 4 rak'ah. And then he called upon Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among what he said was this, "Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, O owner of the glorified throne, you are the one who begins the creation and the one who repeats it. And you who does whatever he pleases. I plead you by the light of your face, which has filled the corners of your throne, and by your might, whereby you subdued your creation, and by your mercy, which encompasses everything. You are the one whose mercy and knowledge encompasses all things. La ilaha illa ant. There is no God but you. O helper, help me. O helper, help me. O helper, help me." When he finished his supplication, he saw a rider in the distance on a gray horse, wearing green clothes and carrying a lance that looked to be made of light. The bandit recognized him too, and he mounted his horse, leaving the businessman alone, thinking the one that was coming was a better prospect to rob. When he came to him, the rider charged him and stabbed him with his lance, knocking him from his mount. Then he came to the businessman and he said, "Stand and slay him." He said, "Who are you? I've never killed anybody in my life. I'm not comfortable with that." Without a word, the rider turned and slew the bandit, and then faced the businessman and he said, "Be informed. I am an angel from the third strata. When you supplicated the first time, those among us in the heavens, among the angels, heard the gates of the strata crack open. And we knew something serious had happened. When you supplicated a second time, the gates of the strata were open and out came a shower of flames. And when you supplicated a third time, Jibreel alayhi salam descended upon us shouting, 'Who is ready to go and rescue this man in distress?' So I pleaded with my Lord to permit me to slay this bandit. Be informed, O servant of Allah, that anyone who recites your dua at a time of distress, tribulation, or crisis, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely remove from him his distress and will help him out of it." So the businessman returned safely to Medina and went straight to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he told him what happened. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught you some of His great names, which if one pleads Him by them, He will respond to his plea. And if He calls upon Him by His great name, He will grant him what He wishes. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what do you tell these parents of children cut down and cut short? What do you tell your children who have to face bigotry and hatred and denial of their humanity? And what do you arm yourself with as you confront Shaytan and his army? Hasbunallah wa ni'ma wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'ma wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'ma wakil. Allah is sufficient and the best disposer of affairs. If you don't have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you have? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best protector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best avenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-qawi, the strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-azim, the almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the powerful, al-aziz. So who better to call upon subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who better to rely upon? Who better to place my trust in than the one who has power over all things? Hasbunallah wa kafa billahi wakila. I rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is sufficient and the best and most complete trustee. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we don't turn to a judge. We turn to the judge. Alaysa Allahu bi ahkamil hakimin. Is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best of judges? Bala. No doubt. And we know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is not the end. So don't get distracted in this great month. And don't let the demands of the dunya, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, consume all of your dua. Remember who you are calling upon. Reflect deeply upon that. I am calling upon Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all the worlds, the one who created everything. As he says, is your creation more difficult than the heavens? As-sama banaha, how they are built? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, really investigate the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His book and in creation that He calls us to, so that we can have a clue who we're talking to. We think about little things. My pockets. I need some paper. I got bills. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do, and remember who you're talking to and what He has for you. And ask Him, as He says, Hasana fid dunya wal akhirah hasana. What is good in this life? Do you know what's good? No, you don't. You're too busy running after paper with people on it. They pictures and numbers. You think that's good. But Allah knows what's better. If we have one little pain in any place in our body, let alone just let it be in our mouth, oh Allah, subhanallah. And somebody say, give me $1,000, take it, please. Will you cure this? Give me another $1,000. Okay, give me the cure. Give me another $1,000. You may wait on that other three. But you still, when it be gone, you'd be trying to find that other $1,000. Just for a little pain in your tooth. Let alone in your head, or your foot, or your heart. Ida'uni astajib lakum. Call upon me, I will respond to you. أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان. I respond to the call of the caller when he calls upon me. They don't believe in that. And the one who is enamored with the dunya, with the temporary, he has a hard time believing in that. And that's what we should strive for. And remember who we are asking. The one who gave us this and can restore it with the word, kun fayakun. That is who we're talking to. That is who has the power. That is who we serve and worship and ask for help. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصِّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ And seek His help. With what? Patience and salah. Ask, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and don't cut yourself short by keeping it on surface, on dunya. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, be conscious, convinced, and convicted that Almighty Allah SWT is able to do all things. And He is the best one upon which we should rely. In closing, inshallah, I remind you as I remind myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا He is the Lord of the East and the West. There is no other God except Him. Take Him as the disposer of your affairs. We trust Chase Bank more than we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they done got slick, you know, now they smile and hello, how are you when you come in the door? Knowing that they robbing you blind. You couldn't get a dollar out of them for free. You can get a smile, but you can't get a dollar. But we trust them. Oh, they got my money, they safe. But we don't trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that way. We hear these words and they fall like rain on a slick surface, roll right off. Because we don't trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're not working on it either. We're fasting, we're praying, but are we really asking Allah, oh Allah, make it so I would rely upon you as I should? Bilhaq. With truth, with sincerity, with honesty, with integrity. That when I say this, I mean it. Because I believe in you as I should. That I trust your word like I should, as a Muslim should. We get tested with a little test and we start crying and yelping and say, where's Allah? What's going on? And Allah says, look, there were the believers with the messenger that were tested and tried. Until they cried out, hey, where's the help of Allah? And they had the messenger with them. So do we think that we even come to their toenail? Things that we engage in and we look at and we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness or forget to ask Him for forgiveness for? And we think that we won't be tested with some trial to what? Remind us that there is an Allah. And that we should call upon Him and place our trust in Him. And that test is a testing of our faith. Do you really believe? One scholar, when the people would come to him, and he was a well-known scholar, and the people come to him, oh, we love you, we love you. So he would take rocks and throw them at him. And they start running. He said, well, if you love me, then when I tried you with a little hardship, you wouldn't run away. And that's what we don't, we look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and question, why are you letting this happen to me? Allah, what's up? La ilaha illa huwa fattakhidhu wakila. When we believe, when we accepted this chalice of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, when we accepted this, we accepted, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Allah has our best intent in mind. He has our best interest in His hands. And that whatever we face, it's better for us in the end. Because what? We believe in the end. That we don't believe that this is it. We don't believe in that saying that's going all around. Oh, you only live once. No, you don't. You live here to live there, if you got any sense. You use this dunya for your akhirah, if you have any sense. So again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, and if you had a thought, that see, the test comes when it's the hardest. We looking at, we probably got those clocks to count down the milliseconds these months. And we look at it, right when it gets to be 8:20. And you should be thinking about your dua. And that's where the test comes. It doesn't come now. We know we got another 8 hours. You know, you didn't pace yourself. It comes at 8:18 today. And you've been reminded, what will you ask Allah? Will you let your stomach overwhelm your good senses? You have the best opportunity then to ask for whatever you want. And Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has guaranteed you will get it in one way, shape, or another. So, Muslim, be Muslim. And don't let this dunya distract you, even though it may be your stomach. Think about your end. Prepare. If you have to write it down, write it down. But take the time and give the proper etiquettes. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. This becomes your presentation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels take this and it's presented. And then he asked his angels, what did he say? He said, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is his messenger. And I send prayers upon him and his family. Oh Allah, and there's your dua. And you seal it again with, and I send prayers upon Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his family. What? How much of a beautiful document do you present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he says, give my servant what he's asked for. Or delay for him, because I'm going to give him a jannah that will blow his mind. Or better yet, remember, you see what I had decreed for him? Don't let that happen to him. Remove that. Allah has our best interest in His hands. That is what we get for being Muslim. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you of this, inshallah ta'ala, as I remind myself, and I urge you not to shortchange yourself in these days. At this time, in this month, at this hour, where we are with our hands open, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's like, okay, my hand is open. What will you loan to me? In my house, in this day, in this time, in this great month, what will you give and entrust to me so that I can grow it for you? What will you give to me for my house that I have personally placed in need by decree and put it in your faces and made you aware of it? What will you do? Will you give bakshish? Oh, I got some change. Let me see. Dig. I've caught a, where's that? Or will you give, will you start with the big paper? Will you invest wisely or will you invest cheaply? This is your opportunity, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. We are not guaranteed to see Eid. We are not guaranteed to see sunset. We are not guaranteed to see Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Where will be your investment? And how will you show the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what you have in your hearts by proving it with your sadaqah? I urge you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I urge myself, invest with His face. You will not be disappointed. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أستغفر الله، إن الله غفور رحيم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين. ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر.